We start today in your wallet, because the march towards the winter months and painfully high utility bills is upon us.
It's just another monkey wrench into living in Massachusetts. It's going to be rough having to make severe sacrifices.
That's Dorchester resident Nathaniel Smith echoing frustration heard throughout the state, and people are listening.
We will also provide immediate help to low-income families to pay their energy bills this winter.
That's Vice President Kamala Harris in Boston yesterday. The visit comes as the Biden administration announced $4.5 million in extra fuel assistance. That brings the total federal heating aid for Massachusetts residents up to $158 million so far this year. So how can you access the aid? Will it be enough? We're going to look at that in this first installment of Budget Boston. WBUR reporters Miriam Wasser and Yasmin Ammer have been writing on this. They join us now in studio too. Miriam, Yasmin, thanks.
Thanks for having us.
So, Miriam, I kind of just want to ask the age-old question. How bad is it?
It's pretty bad, and it's going to be pretty bad this winter. The cost of heating your home is really, really high. For our story, we did some calculations, and we found that for the average household in Massachusetts, if you heat with gas this winter, you could be paying $1,200 to $1,400. That's from November to March. If you heat with electricity, you could be paying $1,400. And if you heat with fuel oil, you can expect to pay between $4,300 and $4,800. So this is bad.
Yeah. So, Yasmin, what are aid advocates saying about, you know, the order of magnitude of these numbers?
They're taking a deep breath and just, you know, hoping for a more mild winter. These are the agencies that are responsible for helping people get fuel assistance. So all the federal money, state money, it funnels through them, and they get it to the utility company on behalf of people. And so one of the biggest organizations is called Action for Boston Community Development. Kathy Tobin is the energy director there, and I spoke with her about what this winter could mean.
It's very concerning. It could be one of the largest challenges we've had over these past several years since the inception of the program, because the prices are so high, and we have not seen this in several years.
High prices are a little concerning, but this is not their biggest worry. It's not that they're going to run out of money. They're actually really worried about people just not knowing they're qualified, people not applying for whatever reason. So the main program that helps people with fuel assistance is this federal program called LIHEAP, Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. We love our acronyms. And this year, you know, the federal government threw in extra money to that program. The state also threw in extra money. So, again, the agencies are just worried that people don't know that. And it's not just the agencies. I spoke to Steve Werner, who is the president of National Grid in New England. That's one of the largest utility companies in Massachusetts.
Many customers aren't aware that they would qualify for any form of assistance. There's a lot of assistance dollars available, and we want to make sure customers know how to access that, because it may be the first time they've ever needed to access those types of assistance.
So again, like when I say low income home energy assistance program, it kind of is a misnomer, because the requirements are not as tight as like a SNAP benefit or other benefits. So to give you an example, a single person with an income of around $42,000 qualifies. A cap for a family of four is $81,000. Check out WBUR.org. We've got a really handy chart that people can enter in the household and see if they're qualified.
Although, Miriam, at the same time, if you do already qualify for some other benefits, such as SNAP, for example, mm-hmm. you do automatically also qualify for this assistance that's called LIHEAP. Is that correct?
Not exactly. If you qualify for certain other federal benefits, and there's a list, I think there's about 14 different benefits, you can automatically qualify for discounted rates from your utility. So
you should
contact your utility and say, hey, I get the free school lunch program, or my son gets the free school lunch program, and they will give you discounted rates. And these are pretty significant. They're between, 22 and 35%, depending on the fuel source.
And so that's a piece of this that, honestly, I was a little confused about as I was trying to prepare to talk to you guys today. I'll stay with you for a minute longer on this, Miriam. So there's two types of help you can get. You can get help with paying the bill, mm-hmm. but you can also get help with the cost of the fuel, depending kind of on how you qualify.
Yeah, so it is a little bit tricky and confusing, and hopefully our digital story didn't confuse you more. But
no.
So let's say that I am someone who qualifies for LIHEAP. I make 60% or less of the median income in Massachusetts. What I do is I go to my local community action center, like the one Yasmin mentioned, ABCD in Boston, let's say.
And you guys have a map of who those centers are based on where you live on our website with the story.
We do, yeah. So yeah. If you want to know which of the 22 agencies you go to our website, you click on your town, it tells you who to call, where you can do it over the phone, over in person. And let's say you go there with a couple documents, proof of income. We have a list of what you need on our website. And if you qualify, depending on your income level, you will get a certain amount of assistance. And that assistance needs to last throughout the year. The money doesn't actually come to you as the resident. It gets credited to your utility. And then you get a bill every month, and the money is deducted from that over time. In addition, your utility, obviously they're notified that you qualify for LIHEAP because they're sending their bills through this program, they will apply the discounted rate. So the amount you're paying is actually less.
So Yasmin, if I qualify, I'm making this up, for $1,000, then over time, and let's say National Grid is my company, over time, National Grid will deduct the amount it charges me until it has used up the $1,000 that I qualified for. Is that right?
That's exactly right. It's a chunk of money, and say your monthly bill is $250, so they will deduct each time $250. So it lasts you for 4 months. For most people, it's probably going to be more than that. But the idea is they keep deducting until the money runs out.
Okay, so I want to stay on this for a minute longer, and then I want to kind of widen our scope. But I feel like this is the stuff people want to know right now. You also technically, if you qualify for any of these programs, cannot have your utilities shut off on you, Miriam, during a particular window over this winter.
So generally speaking, no. Generally speaking, it is illegal to turn off heat in Massachusetts. There are some very specific and rare circumstances.
And we're talking residential, by
the way. Yes. Very rare circumstances where people of means can have their services shut off for failure of payment, and that's after being contacted multiple times. But for most people, no. Between November 15th and March 15th, you will not have your heat shut off if you can't pay your bills.
It doesn't mean, though, Yasmin, that your bills aren't still accruing. Like, when that time is over, you have a backup of utility bill you have to pay to keep that utility going.
You do. Yes, you do. But there are two things that may be helpful in that situation. One is, in Massachusetts, we are fortunate that we cannot accrue interest, which is huge because some states can, and that's that's kind of cruel. But you cannot accrue interest on utility payments. And two, when you call your utility company, a lot of the times they will have payment plans for you to where they credit back money or take off some of that due money, so they erase and they have forgiveness programs. So I definitely call your utility company agency if you do have bills that pile up.
And they'll work with you.
They'll absolutely work with you. Sometimes some companies forgive up to $12,000 a year. When I spoke to National Grid, they said that they would do that as long as the person is on a payment plan. So check with them.
So Miriam, and I should backtrack, Miriam Wasser, Yasmin Ammer, reporters here at WBUR. This is our first Boston Budget segment where we're looking at how to deal with the lack of affordability of home heating and utilities this winter. There is this underlying distrust between customers and the companies. We reached out to our texting club. And if you want to join that texting club, you do so by sending the word Boston to 617-766-0382. Let me just say quickly, 617-766-0382. So Cassie in Millis said, my question is more around the pricing itself. Is it the cost of my gas that will go up, or is it the companies hiking up their delivery fees, et cetera, like gas companies unnaturally raise prices when they realize they could blame supply shortages, even though they had access to plenty? So obviously a point of view from Cassie there, but it underscores that sense of distrust between the customer and the utility company.
Sure. So I think, Cassie, that is a great question. And what I would say is, let's start with your utility bill. It's broken down into two chunks. One is supply and one is delivery. So supply is literally just the cost of your electricity or your gas. Delivery is the cost that the utility charges for getting that to your house. On the supply rate, the utility does not make any profit at all. The money, the price that they get when they go to market to try to procure that electricity or that gas is what you're getting paid. So the reason bills are spiking right now has to do with the raw costs of fuel, not so much profits being made by utilities.
So that's really helpful. And Yasmin, you actually went to a meeting last night hosted by National Grid. Mm-hmm. You talked to some customers. Are they feeling suspicious? Is there a strained relationship? What did you hear?
You know, from a couple I did hear, because they're not really sure how it works and they're not really sure why the companies are charging more. But I do want to emphasize one point. This is a bottom line sort of thing. And that's, you know, even if you're skeptical of the company, getting people on aid, fuel assistance, is good for these companies'
bottom
line.
It's in everybody's best interest.
Yeah, it's in everybody's. They want to get paid. So this is why they're holding things like this. This is why they're interested in helping you get discount rates or whatever, or fuel assistance from LIHEAP, because that means millions of dollars more in their pockets.
So let's talk small business for a second now, mm-hmm. Yasmin. I'll stay with you for a second longer because, Miriam, you pointed out earlier, this is for residential customers,
yes,
that we've been talking about all of this. Did you hear from any business owners?
I did hear from some business owners. And this is a Latricia Carter was one of the people who attended that event yesterday. She lives in Dorchester. She owns a food truck, heats her home with gas, and that's mainly what she's concerned with because, you know, more money she has to pay on her home, the less money she has to pay on her business. So gas is going up by around 30%. Take a listen to how she feels.
Do I feel like my budget accommodates that? No. I'm a small business owner, and my business, I depend heavily on you know, gas prices that are in my range because I use propane and I also use gas to run my business. So it's been very strenuous for business owners, and just the cost of everything has just gone up. So I don't really know if we're making the money back that we're spending.
So you hear from her there, she really has to choose between, you know, business and home. A lot of the times, just because the price of everything, I mean, food, gas, everything is going up. And another resident I spoke to, Susan McDonald, she really represents this demographic that a lot of the agencies are worried about, and that's elderly residents, because sometimes they don't know they're qualified for aid or are hesitant. They're more hesitant to apply. So take a listen.
I am retired. I'm on Social Security. And there's no way that I can meet all the cost between rent and the utilities. It's impossible. So I don't know what people are going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't own, I rent. So it's just all these costs that are just crazy.
And it's a good thing she was there because she hadn't applied for fuel assistance in 40 years.
Wow.
So yeah, this was her first time showing up. So the message got to her, but they're worried that it won't get to a lot of people. And just to reiterate, there is good news. There's more money than usual. Again, the state threw in more money. The federal government threw in more money. I could say that people can expect between $660 and $1,600 in aid. That could increase depending on what happens and how many people apply.
Okay, so last question to you, Miriam Wasser. You know, we've heard about these investments. We heard also from Vice President Harris yesterday here in the Boston area. Biden administration is investing $300 million and $13 billion nationwide, $300 million here to help, you know, on the home upgrade stuff too, mm-hmm. right? Between it all, I mean, in a nutshell, Miriam, is it enough?
Is this money enough
to really offset how bad this is feeling like it's going to be?
Oh, gosh. That's probably a question for an economist. I don't know. I would say that you should look into the MassSave program and you should see what you qualify for. If you live in an old triple-decker in Boston, they might come pump insulation into your building for free. That can make a huge difference. You can seal your windows. You can block off your doors. Like, there's stuff you can do that can make a measurable difference in the amount of energy you use this winter.
So hard to know if it's enough, but we certainly know that there's a lot there. Is that right, you two?
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
Excellent. WBUR environmental reporter Miriam Wasser, WBUR business reporter Yasmeen Ammer. I learned a ton. Thank you so much to both of you. I appreciate
it. I'm glad.
Thank you.